Well, joining us now, we have special guest, return guest, Tamisha Civil in our news center. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you won your primary race against three other candidates, and this is for governor's council.
Absolutely.
So now you stand here triumphant as a Democratic candidate for this position for the second district.
Yes.
For people that are not familiar with the governor's council, what exactly does it do?
Governor's council nominate judges. They do parole board. They nominate parole board members, commutation, pardons, industrial accidents. They nominate clerk magistrates, notary public, justice of the peace, and any public administrative position within the judicial system.
Okay. But this is something you're very familiar with because you work within the legal system.
Right. I work as a probation officer out of the trial court of Massachusetts, been working in the trial court for the last decade alongside of judges, police officers, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. And I'm simply in the courtroom every day, 8 hours a day and 40 hours a week, and I'm able to learn how judges operate in that courtroom.
Now, what made you decide to pursue a career, I would say, in the legal business, because that's what it is, all the different facets of it. What motivated you? Was there something that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, not only do I have the lived experience, professional experience, and the education, but what happened to my family was my cousin was wrongfully convicted for 27 years in prison for a crime he did not commit. In 2021 in the city of Boston, he was exonerated from all his charges. So I made a vow that I would never let another family go through what I went through in the criminal justice system when it comes to protecting people and their rights. So, you know, that motivated me along with other things in my life as far as my career. But most importantly, making sure that no families went through what I went through and making sure that judges are fair and impartial.
Absolutely. And if people want to know more about you, do you have a website or a Facebook page that they can find out more about
Absolutely.
Tamisha Civil?
Yep. My website is www.tamishacivil.com. And I'm on Facebook, Civil for Change. And my social media platform is the same name as well.
Now, it's interesting when I was looking through this and we were talking last time, this organization has been around, or this entity, the Governor's Council, for what, 200 years?
Yes.
And if you were elected, you would be the first woman of color to serve on this. That's surprising to
me.
And what took so long?
I have no idea. And that's why it's important to have representation in all facets in our judicial system. For 244 years, there's never been a woman of color in our district, in District 2, or in the council period. So when we're looking at the criminal justice system, we see that, and Harvard made the research that majority of the people that are in prison are Black and brown and Latinos. So when we're talking about representation and making sure everyone's voices are heard, once we open that door for representation, then everything else follows. So it's important that we get people out there to make sure that we have some change in representation in our council.
Tamisha Civil, tell our listeners two things that they need to know about you and your campaign.
Well, what they need to know about me and my campaign is that I'm a public servant. I'm here to make sure that everyone's voices are heard. I'm making sure that nobody's rights are violated. I'm making sure that people are getting the substance abuse treatment and mental health treatment that they need, and incarceration is not the key. We want to make sure that those that we are nominating as judges are not just coming in for a political gain or just being corporate attorney that has no understanding what people needs in our community. I have the lived experience, I have the professional experience, and I have the education to make sure that everyone's voices are heard in our criminal justice system.
And of course, people want to find out more about you, your contact information again?
My contact information is www.tamishacivil.com.
We wish you luck, and we'll be talking with you again on election night on November 5th. I'm Christine James, 95.9 WATD.